Zayin Amud Beis, second to last line, third to last line actually, Amar Nachum Yitzchak. So originally Rabbi Huda said that Safek Mashkim to be mitame other things, not only for Eichlin is tame, but even for Kelim is tame, which means to say that Mashkim is mitame Kelim midaraisa. On that we proved yesterday that Rabbi Huda was chayzer. He retracted from that. So the question is, how far back was he chayzer? Was he chayzer that it's not mitame Kelim midaraisa, but Eichlin and Mashkim he agrees with Rabbi Huda that that is tame midaraisa? Or did you retract even further that even Eichlin and Mashkim it's not mitame midaraisa? So Amar Nachman by Yitzchak Toshima. Parah sheshasa samei chatos. You have a parah, a cow, and the cow drank parah aduma water. Now parah aduma water, regardless of our whole discussion if mashke is tummy or not, parah aduma water is beferish a pasuk in the Torah. Hanegev mei anida is tummy. So that's no shaila. So you have a para, it drank mechatos, and while the mechatos, as long as the para is alive, an alive animal cannot be mekabel tumah. But while the mechatos was in the stomach of the para, you shech the para. So now says the Tanakam over here, Besara Tomei. Now the buster inside is going to be tummy because it's touching the mechatos, which is in the stomach of this para. Rabbi Yehuda Omer batzel b'me'eha. The mechatos are no longer ra'oi to be used for mechatos. They became batel in the stomach of the para, and therefore they don't have a tumah anymore. Presumably, the para is entirely tar because it's no longer mechatos, and therefore it's not metame the para.
Why is it not Balua? Tuma Balua is tar anyway.
Right, so as long as it's alive, it's Balua. It's, once we had this in Kulu, once the animal is Geshachtin, it's no longer called Balua. It would be comparable to making a Knish. You take meat and you put it in, and you wrap a dough around it, it's not called Balua. Right, so it's just one big food. It has two layers. So once as soon as the animal is shechted, it will no longer be called balua. It would be called water wrapped by meat.
And then it could even be mitame the meat.
Yeah.
So why aren't we chayshish that any animal ate tuma? I'm saying that suffik tuma. Any animal that's walking around, once you shecht it, why isn't it coming?
Look, most animals usually have, by the time things get in there, are digested.
I mean, every animal ate until they were killed.
Right. Right, but as long as it's alive, it's tar. Right? Once it's dead, you would need a shear of something tummy. Animals don't usually eat tumma, right? They eat shrutzen? They usually don't.
I don't know shrutzen, but any grain that was mitami. I mean, somebody who's makbid on tumma and tyra is not feeding their animal only tyra food.
Because the food, I mean, could
grain,
make a strain.
Grain that got tumma, what's the
right, right. Maybe the grain animal that became tummy. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure why we're not chayshit for that. I don't know. But over here we're saying clearly that the water of the paraduma, as soon as the animal shecht, it could be metame the meat.
What is the
stomach?
What is it? Is it shear's
mind? Is there shear digestion? How long? Yeah, there is. The Mishnah in Alos discusses how long it takes. So what we're talking about, let's say, it's within the shear of digestion, whatever the shear of digestion is for each respective animal. But so over here we say, so the Tanakhama says the meat is tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer batel b'me'el. The mei chatos, the paraduma water, became batel in the stomach of the cow. And the reason is because once it's in the stomach of the cow, it becomes posel. Since it becomes posel to be used, it's no longer considered mei chatos. If you want to say, like that's not in our Shiloh, that when Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, he was only chayzer that mashke midaraisa cannot be metame kelim, but it could be metame oichlin. So this mashke zol zayin, it's no longer mechatas, but it's no worse than any other mayim. So the way Rashi understands, the mechatas, which was really Jewish, was tame, so now it became regular water, but that water definitely touched itself. So when it was mechatas, it was an avatum, and now the water should be a rishon l'tuma because it touched itself. So now that it's no longer mechatas, it should at least be regular water that's metame, and let it still be metame de baser.
But it didn't touch itself while it was mechatas.
Right, so this is a big shaila in the Rishonim. That's why, without getting into all the complicated discussion now, Rashi holds, he says this a lot of times, if you have something that turns from a chomer de ketumah to a light tumah, that loses the chomer de ketumah, but it will still have the light tumah because it touched itself. Even though it didn't touch itself while it was the light of the strict tumah, but that's good for the halacha. I mean, if you, let's say you had something that was, let's say, a shear to be tummy medris, and you ripped it in half. So, and now it's no longer the shear to be tummy medris, it would still be a rishon l'tuma because it touched itself. So the same thing over here, this water, even though it lost its ability to be mechatas, it would still be considered a rishon l'tuma because it touched itself.
Yeah, but then it can't be tummy to me. Me can become a sheni.
Yeah, me could become a sheni. So let's speak out of here. So Bishlama, if Tumas Mashkim is the Rabbanon, because even if Mashkim is not Tami Midaraisa, it's at least Tami Midarabanon. So why the Torah Lagamre, even if it's not the Raisa, at least Midarabanon should be Tame. So the answer is Bishlama, if Tumas Mashkim is only the Rabbanon, so then you could say B'makim that it's Loi Shchiach, like Mashka in the stomach of a cow, Mashka Tameim in the stomach of a cow. So Lagabi that they were in Geyser. But if it's deraisa, there's no chilek between shchiach and leishchiach. So why is it ametame? So if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon that midaraisa mashke is metame oichlin, so am I bottle me'el legame? Why do we say it's totally bottle to the extent that it's not even metame the meat? Tumas Eichlin, Nehidu Tumah Chamura Le Metame, you're right. Granted that it's not going to be Metame anymore, the Tumah Chamura. A strict level of Tumah as if it touched the Nava Tumah, as if it touched Mechatos, but Tumah Kala Meal Metame, but at least let this water be a Rishon Tumah and let it at least give it a Tumas Eichlin, a light Tumah. So the Gemara says, you're right. My Batlu B'Meyeh. What does it mean when we say, when Rabbi Yehuda said, batul b'me'el, it means to say, my batul b'me'el nami, batul mituma chamura, that it lost, it became batul from the tuma chamura. Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say that it's tar totally. All he meant to say is the shame of mechatos was batul b'me'el, and therefore it doesn't any longer have a tuma chamura. Aval mituma kala mitamu. But enecha nami, taka will have a tuma kala, taka will be a sheni l'tuma. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Michlal, that implies the Tanakhama Savar Tumah Chamura Nami Mitamu, because there's a machlokes over here. The Tanakhama says it's Tumi, Rabbi Yehuda said it's Batul B'Me'el. Now if we're teaching now that when Rabbi Yehuda said Batul B'Me'el, it means that it's no longer Tumah Chamura, but it's still a Tumah Kala, so obviously when the Tanakhama said, who said it's not Batul, and Besar Tumi, it meant to say that it has even a Tumah Chamura. So what's the problem with that? Habasara tame katani. From the fact that it says besara tame, it's mashma that it's only that this liquid inside is only capable of being metame oichlin amashkin basar, but other men kalim, it's not capable of being metame. So bishlam, if the mashk is a tumakala, we understand that because a rishon l'tuma can't be metame other men kalim. Masha enkein, if it's a avatom, if it's mechatas, if it wasn't bato, so then It should not only be metame oichlin amashkim, it should even be metame avim v'kelim. From the fact that we say besara tame again, it's mashma that it's dafka tumakala. So what's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Tanakam according to what you're saying now? So says the Gemara, kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. No, you're right. There's no two shitas over here. The entire price is Rabbi Yehuda. The chasurim esra v'ochi ketani. And it's chasurim esra, and there's a piece missing, and this is how you're supposed to read it. paro sheshasasa mechatos. If you have a paro that drank mechatos, besara tame. The basar is tame. But medvar mamurim, what type of tumma are we talking about when we say the basar is tame? Tumakala. It's dafkik tame at tumakala, tumasaychlin. I want to make a more alloy, but any can I a chomer to get tumor that kiilu it touched mechatas the mayim of paradumon, and that it should be that it should have a tumor chamur alloy. Then any can I not metame. Why? Shabuda oimer batam b'me'el, because Rabuda says that as far as the status of mechatas was concerned, the mechatas became batal b'me'el, became batal in the stomach of the cow. That's teretz number one. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says no. We don't have to make a chasura mechsura, and we don't have to say that Rav Yehuda holds that it's tamei to makala. You could learn the price literally, the Mishnah literally, that when Rav Yehuda said batal me'el, he meant that it's tara totally. Are you going to ask me if that's the case? Why isn't Rav Yehuda shita that mashkim is at least metame? So at least the tumah kala should have. Teretz is la'olam batal b'me'el legamri. When Rabbi Yehuda said it's batal b'me'el and it's in the stomach of the cow, he meant it's totally batal. And the reason why it's totally batal is mishum dahavel mashke saruach, is because the mashke became disgusting now that it's in the stomach of the cow, and therefore it's no longer considered a mashke. You're right. Real mashke is metame midaraisa, but over here it became saruach. It became spoiled, disgusting, and therefore it's no longer considered a mashke, and that's why it's not metame. The Tanakhama disagrees. The Tanakhama holds that it's not disgusting to the level that it should be called mashke seruach. So avada tumah chamura doesn't have because it's already batal b'me'el legabi that, but the pasuk would still be tame because it's at least a mashke to be metame to mesaychlin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I hold that it's called seruach, and therefore not only did it lose its status of mechatas, it lost its status of mashke altogether. Then we had the shita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Aymrim, lo oichlin tameim lekerem tarim. Going back to that Mishnah where we had a suffix about Thomas Mashkim. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, shita was if it's a suffix, if the Mashkim was metame oichlin, so then the Mashkim is then it's taka metame mi suffix because that's a deraisa. The kalim, if it's a shaila, if the Mashkim tameim touched kalim or not. So then it would be tar, and the reason is because over the ability of mashke to be metamei kelim, that's the rabbanon, and since it's the rabbanon over there, we would go misafik lekula. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Reish Lakish. Rabba Bar Bachana says in the name of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amar. Rabbi Yosi, who says that mashke is metame oichle midaraisa, so where did he get that? He got that from the shita of his Rebbe Rebbe Kiva. The darish yitma yitama. The Rebbe Kiva darshins the word yitma, even though it's read yitma, but since it's spelled the same as yitame, that we darshin, not only does it itself become tame, but it has the ability to metame other things. Right? The pasuk is, like we're going to, like we said earlier in our sugya, it says v'chol klicheres asher yibo mehem el toicher. This is referring to the tumah shrotzim. It says any klicheres that one of the shrotzim fell inside the cavity of the klicheres. So it says kol asher b'soicher yitma, and then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel asher yavoy alav mayim yitma. What we're talking about when we said kol asher b'soicher yitma, that refers to any food that's edible, that's inside the keli, which should be tamei, and v'chol hamashke asher yushasa v'chol kli yitma, and huadin, any liquid that's normally drunk is also tamei. So Rabbi Kiva, on the first half of that pasuk, mikol oichel asher yochel asher yovei lov mayim yitma, he darshened yitma to mean yitame. Where do we see that? Ditnan boy b'yoyim, on that day, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the nasi, Darash Rabbi Kiva Darshan, V'chol klicheres asher yipo me'em v'goymer, Enei omer tamei, it doesn't say tamei, ela yitma. From the fact that the Torah wrote it yitma as opposed to tamei, that gives us a license to say that the Torah wanted us to darshan yitame, to tell us yitame acherim. that not only is it itself tamei, but it can pass on the tumah. So now we have a sheretz; it's metame the keli. The sheretz is a nav; the keli is a rishon. Now there's food in the keli; the food becomes a sheni, and it says yitame that food that's a sheni could be metame something else. Limin al kikur sheni that teaches us a loaf of bread, a piece of food that's a sheni and tumah she'oseh shlishi b'chulin, as opposed to what we hold that the chulin doesn't go any past sheni. And a sheni of chulin touches another piece of chulin, that third thing, that shlishi, is totally tar. Rabbi Kiva says, because the pasuk says yitamei, must be that even chulin can go to a shlishi. So the same way that Rabbi Kiva darshaned the yitma that's written by Eichlin to mean yitamei, so hu adin, the end of that pasuk, the yitma that's said by Mashke, also Rabbi Yossi darshins to mean yitameh, and that's how we know that mashke could be mitameh something else. Now it happens to be, again, you'll make the same cheshbon, if that's the case, the mashke is going to be a sheni, it's going to be mitameh something else to be a shlishi. But at least we learned that concept, that mashke could be mitameh something else. And how is he going to make the drush over here, Rabbi Yossi? Komashka she yishasa b'chokli yitma, any mashke that's drunk in any keli, Yitma will be tamei, which we darshan yitamei l'tamei tumas oichlin, that it could be metamei oichlin. Aka oim l'tamei tumas oichlin. How do you know that the yitamei means that the mashke could be metamei food? Oy any el l'tamei tumas mashke. Maybe it means to say that this mashke could be metamei midaraisa other mashkim. Amet loikachoye. No, that can't be. My loikachoye. What do we mean when we say that can't be? Amre papa lematzinu tuma she'oisa kayyete ba. Since we know, we already explained this earlier on in our sugya, that tumah doesn't make a similar thing tamei, and oichel is not metame oichel. So by the same token, a mashke is not metame a mashke. It has to cross either an oichel is metame a mashke or a mashke is metame oichel. But an oichel is not metame oichel. So who wasn't over here? A mashke is not metame mashke. So since, and like the Gemara darshan in the beginning of the sugya, that was learned from Tamei Hu. We darshan Hu Tamei Vein Oisekiyotze B'dem Tamei. So when the Pasuk says over here that the Mashke is Metame, it cannot mean that it's Metame Mashke, it must mean that it's Metame Oichel. Ravina Amami Gufa Dekranami Le'matzis Amrit. Ravina says you don't have to come onto that, the fact that we know from elsewhere that Mashke, that Tumah is not Oisekiyotze B'y, and therefore Al-Kokach Mashke is not metame mashke, it's only metame oichel. You can see it from the pasuk itself. You can't have a halal minyan that the mashke of the pasuk is metame of the mashke. Why? Because it says yitma letame tumas mashkim. You can't say that the yitma of our pasuk means letame tumas mashkim. Why? The isak adaitik yitma the sefer letame tumas mashkim. If you're going to tell me that the yitma, which we darsh in yitami of the seif of the second half of the pasuk, means that the mashkim that is tami is metami other mashkim, and yitma the reisha now means the tami tumas mashkim, and the yitma of the reisha as well, the kama oichal yeochal sheyovei alo of maim yitma, that the oichal becomes tami, and again it means to be metami mashkim. So they're both the oichal that became tami and the mashkim that became tami are both metami the same things. So if that's the case, why did the Torah have to write twice yitma as two separate phrases? Why don't we just put it all together into one clause and say any food that's edible that had a heksher the kabel tumah, the kol mashka asher yishasa, or any drinks that are drinkable, the kol kli yitma. Why does the Torah have to tray yitma lomali? Why does the Torah have to write twice the word yitma? That after Kala Oichel it writes Yitma, and then again after Kala Mashke it writes Yitma to split them up. Must be Ela Yitma the Reisha Letamei Tumas Mashkim Yitma the Zeif Letamei Tumas Oichel, because Teretz is because they're not Metame the same things. The food in the Reisha is Yitma Yitame to be Metame Mashkim, and the Mashkim of the Zeif is Yitma Yitame to be Metame Oichlim, and that's good for why the Teretz split them. Says the Gemara Ve'im Letamei Esakelim. Still, you're right. The yitma of the sefer, which we darsh in yitame, says that mashkim is not metame mashkim. Must be it's metame oichlin. Who said maybe it's not metame mashkim, but maybe instead the pasuk means to say it's metame kalim. And mashkim to meim, maybe even midaraisa could be metame kelim. And we said before that no one holds that way. Maskana. So the Gemara says, you know how you know it's not metame kelim? Lav kavachaymer. Don't we have a kavachaymer? Umakli shemetame mashke. The original klicheris, which was the source of the tumah, that was gufa metame the mashke. A metame kli, and that klicheris doesn't have the kayach to be metame keli. So mashke naboy machmas kli. So the mashke that it became tummy from the kli. So obviously its tumah is weaker than the kli because it only got its tumah from the kli. Ein din shelo yitamu sakeim. So kol shakein for sure it should not be able to be metame keli. So al karchachum. The yitma of the end of the pasuk cannot mean mashkim like we said before. Cannot mean kelim like we're saying now. So by process of elimination, the only thing that's left is yitma the yitami to be mitame oichlin. Says the Gemara of Emeki lemitame mashkim haboy machmas kli. If the source that mashkim is not mitame kelim is this kavachomer, so maybe anachanami mashke that became tummy from a keli, and therefore it's subject to the kavachomer. That mashke cannot be metame or keli. Abu mashke ma'boy machma sheretz, but liquid that became directly tummy from a sheretz. So a sheretz itself could be metame keli. So over here you don't have a kavachomer. So maybe that mashke hachinami de metame mashke ma'boy machma sheretz. So maybe anachinami that hachinami de metame. Maybe anachinami that mashke is taka metame keli. And for the Gemara, mashke habal machmas sheretz miksili. Does it say anywhere in the Torah that mashkim, that liquid that the sheretz touches, is tame and therefore metame? No, it's not written anywhere in that parshin in Shmini. The lav mikal v'chaymakasi. The only source that we have to say that mashke that directly touches sheretz is tame and therefore passes off its tuma is from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Uma mashke habal machmas kli metamin. Like we just said. In the pasuk that we quoted before, that the mashke that's in the keli that became tamei from the sheretz is tamei. So mashke nabayi machma sheretz. So the mashke that's more chomer that directly touched the sheretz, lekoshkein that it's tamei and it could be metamei. So now that mashke that touched the sheretz directly is only learnt from a kavachomer from mashke that was in that touched the keli that touched the sheretz. So now we'll say, we have a rule by Kavachaymers that the thing that's learnt from the Kavachaymer is sufficient if it's as strict as the source of the Kavachaymer. It can't be any more strict. So, just like the source, the mashka that became tummy from the Kli, that became tummy from the Sheretz, cannot be Metame Kalim, so too what's learnt from the Kavachaymer, which is the mashka that directly touched the Sheretz, also cannot be Metame Kalim. Says the Gemara, Yitma Dereisha Ahichi Darsh. Now that we explained how to darsh in the Yitma of the Seifa, so the Gemara just explains how will we be Darish the Yitma Yitame of the Reisha. So says the Gemara, Mikala Oichal Asher Yaachel. Again, the pasuk says any food that's in this Kli Cheres that became Tami from the Sheretz that's edible, Asher Yavil of Maim, that also had a hechsher lekabel tuma yitma, it will become tame, which tells us yitame that not only does it become tame, but it could be metame other things. Letame is a mashkim, which tells us that it has the ability to be metame mashkim. Ata oimer letame is a mashkim or any other letame is a keli or letame is a keli. How do you know it means that it's metame mashkim? Maybe it means that it's metame it has the ability to be metame keli. So the Mishnah says the same kavachomer that we made by mashkim. I'm a kavachomer. Uma mashke shemetames. The different kavachomer that we're making. Uma mashke shemetame oichel and metame keli. Mashke, which is more chomer, it could be metame oichel. It could be metame food, and nonetheless it can't be metame keli. So oichel, which is not as chomer, she'ei metame oichel because oichel cannot be metame oichel. So any din shelo yitame kli, so kol shekein it should not be able to be metame keli. Hamani mekayim yitma letame es amashkim. So it must be that this yitma which we darshan yitame doesn't mean to be metame kelim. Akorcha that it means to be metame mashkim. Shehein aluim lekabel tumo. And why is it why is it mitame mashkim? Because mashkim is very easy to become tame. So the Gemara asks, "My area mashkim mishum dalulim lekabel tuma." Why do we need that last svara? The reason why oichlan can be mitame mashkim is because they're alulim lekabel tuma, because they're easy to become tame. Typically, why don't we just say mishum dalekam midiachrina? We just made a kabel chomer. We said oichel can't be mitame oichel, and oichel can't be mitame keli. So our karkoch, if it says yitma, which tells us yitame, by process of elimination, the only thing that you have left is that oichel is mitame mashkim. So why do we need this new sar that it makes sense that it's metame mashkim because it's alulim lekabel tuma? Even without that, al karkach, the Torah said oichel is metame by process of elimination. The only thing that it could be metame is mashkim. So says the Gemara or Hakikamer. This is what we mean to say. V'chi tema, maybe you're going to slug up the kavu chomer that we just mentioned before, and you'll say oichel chomer de metame mashkim. You wanted to say that mashkim is more chomer than oichel because mashkim can be metame and oichel, and whereas an oichel cannot be metame and oichel, maybe I'll tell you the exact opposite. Maybe an oichel is more chomer than a mashke because an oichel can be metame and mashke, and a mashke cannot be metame and mashke. So you talk, don't have a kal v'chomer because that who said this is the kal and who said this is the chomer? Maybe it's the opposite. So therefore, since oichel is more chomer than mashke, because it could be metame mashke, maybe therefore metamically. So we're back to the havamin, and maybe when the pasuk says yitma by the oichel, which we darshin yitame, doesn't mean to be metame only mashke, but rather it means to be metame even a keli. Teretz is ha'u chomer de mashke. That which we find that oichel could be metame mashke is not a chomer in the oichel that oichel has more koyach to pass on its tuma. Rather, it's a kula in the mashke, or a chumra in the mashke, that the mashke is more susceptible to tumah. Mishum de mashke malulu makabal tumah, because a mashke is very easy to be makabal tumah. Umayi alulus, and what about mashke makes it that it's alul makabal tumah, that it's easy to become makabal tumah? Because it doesn't need a heksher to be capable of being tameh. Oichlin is only tameh once it's moshe makabal tumah. Mashke is easier to become tame. It doesn't need a heksher. So just like it's easier to become tame in that regard, so huadin, it's easier to become tame from an oichel that's tame, even though the keli cannot become tame from an oichel that's tame, and an oichel can't become tame from an oichel that's tame. But mashke could yes become tame from an oichel that's tame because it's all the kavod tuma. Yitma, but the fact that it's spelled, that it's read Yitma and it's not read Yitame, so it tells us at the end of the day it limits it. It can't be Mitame everything. It can only be Mitame, it itself is Tame, it doesn't pass off its Tuma. So, to tell us the Ein Oisa Kayetzeba, that even though it itself is Tame, and even though we know that we dash in Yitame, that it could be Mitame other things, but nonetheless, it's limited. It can only be metame other things that are different. But it can't be metame the same thing. I mean, the oichel in the beginning of the pasuk could only be metame mashke, it cannot be metame oichel. And the mashke at the end of the pasuk cannot be metame mashke, it could only. The oichel in the beginning of the pasuk cannot be. The oichel in the beginning of the pasuk can only be metame mashke, and the mashke in the end of the pasuk can only be metame oichel. So, Friday Gemara, Mehocha Nafka, why do you need the Yitma to tell us that? We already know it from the other drasha, which was, like we said earlier in our sugya, kiyut mayim malzera, when water would be placed on a plant and therefore be machsher lekabel tuma. V'nafal min yivlosam alav, and then the dead corpse of one of these shrotzim falls on that plant. Tamehu, so it's tame. Again, the who is a miyut, which teaches us. Hu tameh ve'naisa tuma kayetzebo, that only it itself is tameh, but if it touches another oichel, another plant, it will not be metame the other one. So why do we need this pasuk of Yitma to teach us that oichel is not metame oichel and mashkin is not metame oichel mashkin? We already know it from tamehu, hu tameh ve'naisa kayetzebo. So the Gemara says, chav mashkin abayim machlos sheretz, chav mashkin abayim machlos kli. You need two psukim. One is to teach us that mashkim aboy machmas kli, so the mashkim is less chomer because the kli itself is a rishon. So the mashkim that touched the kli is a sheni. So that one, which is more lenient, it's a weaker tumah. So then it can't make a yetzibet tumah. But if we would only have that pasuk, maybe you would say that maybe when it's boy machmas sheretz, when it directly touched the sheretz and it has a stricter tumah, it could still it could be metame not only oichlin but even mashkim. So that's why you need the second pasuk to say that even mashkim boy machmas sheretz, that it became tumah directly from the sheretz, still it's not oisik here it's about tumah. Utsrich and the Gemara speaks out this question. We need both of them. The Yashmin of Mashkim Abay Machmas Kli, had the Pasuk only told us that Mashkim that became Tummy from the Kli is not Oystekayotu, but Tummy, I would say Mishim Dolei Chamiri, because it's not so Chamer. It's already a Shein of Tummy. It's not a Vlad of Tummy, it's a Vlad of a Vlad. But Mashkim directly became Tomei from the Sheretz, so it's more Chomer, it's a higher level of Tuma. So the Chamir, so since it's Chomer, maybe because part of its Chomer is that it could even be Mitame a similar item, it could even be Mitame other Mashke. Kamashulon, the other Pasuk, that even of Tomeihu, that even Mashke that became Tomei directly from the Sheretz, still, who Tomei Vein Oisek Hayetu Bim Tomei. So if that's the case, so you're right. If you only told us Mashkim Haboy Machmas Kli, you wouldn't know Mashkim Haboy Machmas Sheretz, and the Torah would have to write it separately. But the Kaz is sure the other way around. Why don't you just write that Mashke, that the more Chomer one, the Mashke that directly became Tamei from the Sheretz, cannot make a Kayetze Boy, and then you'll know Kol Shekein, the one that's less Chomer, the Mashke that became Tamei from a Kli, for sure cannot make a Kayetze Boy Tamei. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Be'etzem, once the Torah wrote that Mashkim Abayim Machmas Sheretz is not Mitamei Akeyotze Boy, so you know Kol Shekein Mashkim Abayim Machmas Kli. But nonetheless, Milsa Da'asi Bekal V'Chomer Tarach V'Kosel Lakro. We have this concept many times that something that could have otherwise been learned from a Kal V'Chomer, nonetheless, sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to write it Beferish anyway. So the Torah had to write both because it's two different things, and one needs to be learned from the other. So Enochanami, we could have learned it logically from a Kal V'Chomer, but Saif Kol Saif, that's the rule. Milsa Da'asi Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kosel of Lakra. Omer Lei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina asks Ravashi that we've been going until now, that Reb Yossi, who said that Mashkim is Mitame Deraisa, he knows it from Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Yitma Yitame, which would mean to say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva. Fract Ravina to Ravashi, Vahama Rava, didn't Rava say, Veloy Rabbi Yossi Savak Rabbi Kiva, Loy Rabbi Kiva Savak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we'll see later on in our sugya, who makes a Kal V'Chomer, we see from that Kal V'Chomer to learn Shlishi the Tumah and Revi the Tumah, Al Karkach, you see that he doesn't hold over Bekiva's drush of Yitma Yitame. And the opposite as well, Rabbi Kiva, who darshins the Psukim, that Yitma means Yitame, Al Karkach, he doesn't hold of the Kal V'Chomers that Rabbi Yossi brings later on in our Sugya. So, the bottom line, before we explain what that means, the Gemara is going to do that soon. What does it mean Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and what does it mean Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? But if we all accept that as fact, Rabbi said Beferish, Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. That means he doesn't darshan Yitame. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yossi's source, that Mashke is Matame, other things, is from this drasha of Yitame, which means to say he holds like Rabbi Kiva? So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amar Lei l'svir Lei. When we said over here, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amar, we meant to say, he said, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is what would have to come out, that Mashke is Matame Acher Midaraisa. But you want to know what's my personal shita? You're right. I don't darshan Yitame, and therefore, according to me, Enachanami Aliba Damas, L'shitasi, Mashke is taka not metame other things midaraisa, because I don't have this drush of Yitma Yitame. That's what he said before in the Mishnah, that it is tame. He wasn't saying over his personal shita. He was saying what his Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, would have held. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, Bishlama, Rav Yosi Rav Akiva, that which Rav said before, Rav Yosi doesn't hold like Rav Akiva, and Rav Akiva doesn't hold like Rav Yosi. So I understand where Rav gets that Rav Yosi doesn't hold like Rav Akiva. How do I know that? The Tanya, because we learned in our Braisa, Rav Yosi, Minayin Raviva Kaidashu Pasol. How do we know that by Kachem it goes up to Ravi? Again, like we've said many times, Chulin goes up to a Sheni, Truma goes up to a Shlishi, and Kachem goes even up to a Ravi. Now, where do we know that? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how far they go. So, the Gemara brings a Kavachaymer. Rav Yosi says, V'dinu, I have a Kavachaymer. Umamu Chusar Kippurim. Someone who already went to the mikvah, he already had Hayar Shemesh, so he's no longer a Tful Yoim, but it's one of those four tumas that doesn't totally become tar until it brings a carbon, a zava, zava, a yeledis, or a mitzera. So now, Kol's man that he doesn't bring his carbon, he's called a Mechusar Kippurim. He's no longer a Tful Yoim, but he's a Mechusar Kippurim. So this Mechusar Kippurim, what's his halacha? Shemut Pachuma. The Gemara Darash is here, Vamis. In the Sukkim of a Parsha Yeledes, that she has three stages of Tahara. As soon as she goes to the Mikvah, that's the first stage of Tahara while she's still at Tful Yoim. Then, once she has sunset, once she has Har Shemesh, that's her second stage of Tahara. And then finally, when she brings her Korbanis, that's her third stage of Tahara, that's when she's totally Tahara. And we said the three stages are, the Gemara says in Yevamos, that as soon as she goes to the Mikvah, she's already Mutter in Meiser Sheni and Kol Shekein in Chulin. But as long as she's a Tful Yom, she's also to eat Truma. Once she's no longer Tful Yom, I mean, once the sun sets, even though she's still in Mechusar Kippurim, she's mutter to eat Truma, but she's also to eat Kachim. And finally, once she brings a Kabbalah, she's mutter to eat Kachim. So now, this Mechusar Kippurim, who's mutter for Truma, and nonetheless, possible Kaddish, is also for Kachim. So Shlishi shall possibly Truma, so a Shlishi, which is more common than a Mechusar Kippurim, because a Shlishi is also even by Truma, we know that Truma goes up to a Shlishi. So in Edin, Sheyasa Ravi B'Kadish, so for sure it should pass a Kachem, it should make a Kachem into a Ravi. That was Rabbi Yosi's Kavachaymer. So V'lamadnu Shlishi B'Kadish Min HaTayra, we know that a Shlishi by Kachem is Tamei even without a Kavachaymer, just from the psukim itself, and the source of that would be the pasuk that we quoted earlier in our sugya. It says any v'abasa shiga b'chol tamei yitma, any basar of kachin that touches anything that's tamei is yitma. Now a shein l'tamei is tamei, so basar kachin that touches the shein l'tamei is going to be tamei. So that teaches us that even without any kavachaymers, from the psukim alone, we would know that there's at least a shlishi b'kaidish. Ravi mekavachaymer, and the ravi b'kaidish we learn from the kavachaymer that we just said a moment ago. Shlishi me'atayro dechsiv abasa ashiga b'chol tamei loyeachol, the basa that touches anything that's tamei cannot be eaten. Milayaskin in the Naga Basheni, it touched any type of tumah. The Torah didn't specify which type of tumah. It's mashri even a sheni, because at the end of the day, a sheni is called tamei. And nonetheless, the Torah said lo yiyacho, which means to say that it becomes a shlishi, and the shlishi is also for kachim. Revi makavachaim kedam rinan, the revi bakaidish is learned from makavachaim, which is the kavachaim that Rabbi Yosi said before. This is the brisa. Now, says the Gemara, v'isak adaitach. If you're going to tell me that Savak Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Yitma means Yitame, and if that's the case, then you have not only a Shlishi by Truma, but you have a Shlishi even by Chulin. So if that's the case, Nisdi Nami Ravi B'Truma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh, so then everything should go a step up. If Chulin goes even to a Shlishi, so then, Truma, which is a step more chomer, should go up to a Ravi. And Kachim, which is a step more chomer than that, should go up to a Chamishi. A Ravi from the Pasuk, because Abasa Rashi Yigabah called Tamei, if you say that a Shlishi B'chulin is called Tamei, so Nichla on this Pasuk, Abasa Rashi Yigabah called Tamei Yitma, Leyacha would be even a Revi B'Kaidish. And the Kal V'Chomer would teach us that since the Revi B'Truma is Aser, so, and the Mechuz Kippurim is Mutter for Truma, so by Kachim, where Mechuz Kippurim is possible, so for sure, our Revi would pass on and make a Chamishi. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi stopped by Revi and didn't go to a Chamishi, must be that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. So this is where we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara tomorrow, and tomorrow's Gemara will discuss how do we know the opposite way. How do you know that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? But Al-Kapon, Rabbi Yossi, who makes these Kal V'Chomers, from the fact that the Kal V'Chomer gets only as far as a Revi B'Truma doesn't take us any further, it must be that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore in the Psukim we only find a Sheini by Chulin and a Shlishi by Truma. So the Kal V'Chomer that makes Kachim a step further only gets you to a Revi and not to a Chamishi. Okay.
Wow, Shkaya.
Yeah.
This, I hope it doesn't get worse from here.
Yeah, I don't think it gets much harder. Yeah, but, yeah, totally under